We are finishing our three-part series on rest, and we're looking again at Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11, found on page 64 and 65, and so if you want to turn to that with me, I'm going to read that, and then we'll jump right in. Is it, before I do that, is it cold in here? Some people are good. Could you kick that up like 2 degrees? Because the air conditioning is blowing right on me. Not that I mind. I don't want to get it too. I will take a bullet for you, but I am not going to be cold for you. I draw the line at that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to miss you. Exodus 20, 8 through 11. The fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall do all your labor and all your work. But the seventh is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work. Neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. How many of you feel that Memorial Day was like ages ago? It was just this past Monday. But it seems like a crazy week. You know, all of us get into the rhythm, all of us get into that, and Memorial Day was forever ago. How many had the day off on Memorial Day? How many of you took the whole Memorial Day weekend and got away? A few of you. Good. I want to reflect for a moment on what that day or what the weekend did for you. What did the day or weekend off do for you physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, relationally? If God created the Sabbath rest to connect with God, to connect with one another, to enjoy creation or creativity, if that's what God calls us to, then we're supposed to be renewed in these areas. Because that's what God calls us for, Sabbath rest. To be renewed. We are not human doings. We are human beings. Are you okay? You need to go get a drink of water? You're dismissed. I haven't even gotten to the bad points yet. Wow. No respect. Sabbath rest. How did you experience that this week? How did you experience that last weekend? What did it do for you? Are you back okay? Okay. How did it rejuvenate you physically or mentally or spiritually or emotionally or relationally? Anybody want to share? What was that one?
We had no air conditioning. Oh, so God forced us to sit and do nothing.
Yeah. Lori. Is that a okay, perfect.
I had one day off, and that was Sunday. But I thought it was nice to just relax, and I think I posted on Facebook, like, even on my drive home. I don't know why I had no radio on or no songs on to sing, but I was driving home in silence, and it was just nice because I really was able to take in what a beautiful Sunday it was and all of God's creations, and it was nice. That was kind of like a relaxing. You didn't realize it until Adam was like, oh,
we fill our lives with so many things, and to actually get to the point of stopping and just for a moment pausing long enough to exhale, just to breathe. God calls us to do this every week. God says this is supposed to be part of our regular rhythm of just unplugging, in a modern context, putting down your phone, getting off Facebook, getting off Twitter, getting off Snapchat, getting off all those other things. Yes, I'm talking to you. Both. But just to unplug from the pressure, just to unplug. One of the principles of Sabbath keeping, the first principle I'm not going to look at again because we spent the whole message last week, is on stop. We need to stop. We need to stop with purpose. We need to stop working, stop wanting, stop worrying. I'm not going to rehash it now, but if you go to our website under the media page, you will find the sermons. This last week's not up yet. We got to figure that one out between Norm and Amy and Kyle and all that jazz, but it'll be up this week. If you missed last week's, I encourage you to go listen to it because it's an important call, just a reminder and a teaching just for us to stop. So those are on the website. The next principle of Sabbath keeping is rest. We need to know the difference between vocation and vacation. They're really similar in spelling. One's got a little tail, the other one doesn't, on the second vowel. But there's a huge difference in vocation and vacation. The root of vocation, the root word of vocation, is similar to the one of vocal. It literally means to call out or to proclaim. Our vocation is Latin. I think it's Latin. Latin? We'll go with Latin. Means a vocation means to call or a calling. Our vocation, our calling, is something that we do, something that we are called to do. A vacation comes from the same word as vacant or vacate, means to empty a place of presence. You're getting out of Dodge. You're leaving the building. To vacate, we not only need to leave the presence of our work, if we think about rest and Sabbath as vacating, but we need to leave our mind and leave all of the work there. So when we vacate the building, when we walk away from our work, leave the work there. Earl was just sharing a story of an email he got from one of his people, building managers, and the email was sent at midnight on a Saturday night. That is not vacating your work very well. We need to vacate. We need to walk. We need to step away. We need to keep our minds off of work, step away from the computer, the cell phone, and all these other things. We need to vacate our vocation. We need to leave for the exhaustion of our labor and our hurriedness and our multitasking and our competitiveness. We need to vacate the vocation of our worry and anxiety and decision-making and to-do lists and our talking and our technology and all those things. We need to vacate so that we can be restored, as we were sharing just a few minutes ago. To vacate for a moment, going for a bike ride, listening to music, going for a walk, playing, doing things that delight us. Delight. Delight is a third principle of Sabbath keeping. We need to be people who wonder, who play, who enjoy. We need to be people who delight. Delight is not the same as pleasure, by the way. To delight is to delight in something that is not self-focused. Pleasure is self-focused. Delighting is something else-focused. We're called to delight in God's creation, to go out and see the flowers, to go out and see the woods, to go out and go fishing, to go out and do something, to delight in something other than something that's outside of ourselves. To touch, to hear, to taste, to feel, to revel in curiosity. It's an invitation to childlike wonder about God, about one another, about creation. My parents used to say when they would visit people, they had a delightful time. And I thought, that is just the dumbest thing. And now I get it. They had a delightful time because they spent time, as some of you shared, just being in relationship with people with no agenda, with nothing to accomplish, just to enjoy presence. That is delighting. God calls us on Sabbath to delight, to just enjoy God's presence, to just enjoy each other's presence. To just enjoy all that God has made just for the sake of enjoying it. No agenda. No driving force behind it. Not looking for sermon examples on a Monday. Not remembering that to-do list that you have to do when you get in the office tomorrow. It'll wait there for you. But just to delight. And to contemplate. Contemplate, becoming aware. Not necessarily self-aware, although that's important, but aware of God. Aware of who he is, aware of the fact that he calls us to life and rest. Contemplate doesn't mean we're 24 hours in scripture and prayer. We're not going to sit here for 24 hours and do that. That's not what contemplation is. Contemplation is just being aware of God and growing in your relationship through enjoying each other's company, through looking at the flowers. Brother Lawrence, anybody ever heard of Brother Lawrence? Brother Lawrence was a monk, and his job was to do the dishes. He has a little book called Practicing the Presence of God. When he was a monk, his job was to just wash dishes. I don't know about you. Not one of my favorite things to do. Wasn't one of his either. But he learned in doing the dishes for the monks in the monastery that even in the midst of doing dishes, that he could practice the presence of God. Being aware of God's presence with him. How do we practice the presence? It's really difficult to practice the presence of God and to practice the presence of each other and to contemplate and to delight when we're sitting in front of little screens and all staring at them. Last night about, what was it, 7 o'clock? 6:30? Something like that. I'm sitting here, I'm looking at, I'm on my laptop doing nothing worthwhile. And I look up and Kyle's on a computer. Cindy's on a computer. Alyssa's on the computer, and Jason and Caitlin are sitting looking at her phone. I made an executive dad decision. Everybody turn off your screens. We're going to go play games. And we played, what game was that? Telestrations. Where you know, remember the phone game? You know, you play the phone game, you whisper somebody's ear, and you, by the time you get around the circle, it's got nothing to do with what was originally said. It's that game, and so we had a great time for like an hour and a half or something, because you have to write something down. Here's the word, and then you got to draw it, and then the next person's got to figure out what you drew and write it down, and the next person's got to draw based on what you said. And it was a hoot, because some of these things went from one thing to completely the next. How in the world did you get there? It was Jason's fault most of the time. But just to shut those dumb things off and to enjoy each other's company. Do we stop enough to enjoy God? Do we shut down enough to enjoy and delight, to contemplate? God invites us into Sabbath rest. God invites us into a regular rhythm of taking a break and saying, I'm done with all of this. I just want to breathe. So what kind of rituals do you need to begin? As you're thinking about this, what kind of rituals do you need to begin in order to rest, in order to delight, in order to contemplate, in order to stop? I want you to keep that in your mind for just a minute, because I'm actually going to ask for you to give suggestions. What kind of rituals do you need to do? Another last point on this is extend. I want to spend a few moments talking about extended Sabbath. Regular rhythms of unplugging for a period of time to renew. We call it vacations. The importance of vacation to stop. I heard on the news last week a stat that said that the average person only takes 70% of their paid vacation or time off and works through the other 30% and doesn't take them. We need to take time away to renew, to be refreshed, as we looked at last week, to remember, to be put back together. The opposite of dismember. Dismember is, you know, tearing apart. Remember is putting back together. We need to have time that we can be put back together. And the Lord provides for the people of Israel. If you look in the Old Testament, there's seven feasts. And I don't remember all of them off the top of my head. But there are seven feasts that God instructs the people of Israel to take throughout a year. Some of those feasts are the day after the Sabbath. Some of those feasts are week-long feasts. And so throughout the year, God instructed his people to take an extra day off here, a week off there, an extra day off there, a week off there. And he gives these people, his people, this instruction. I want you to take the Festival of Weeks. Guess how long that one lasts. To just enjoy and just renew and leave all the work behind. And so it's not the same as a vacation. I'm not equating the two. But I want you to see the rhythm that God put into the people of Israel's calendar and think about it in that sense, that if God put this rhythm into their calendar, that they needed an extra day off once in a while, that they needed a week just to celebrate, reflect, unplug, and enjoy each other and enjoy God, then maybe we need the same thing. We need to stop because this relentless world that we live in will not. Often we're busier than God requires us to be. And we do that, and we miss our Sabbath. We sin against God and we sin against ourselves. So, as we think about that, how do you need to grow in Sabbath keeping? That's the question. So, 3 weeks of this is the question I want you to walk away with. Maybe you can answer it now. But how do you need to grow in Sabbath keeping so that you can be renewed and refreshed, that you can unplug for this crazy life, this crazy culture that we live in that says constantly we have to be on the go? What do you need to do to grow in Sabbath keeping?
Okay, but in the silence and home by yourself, you know, that.
Barb.
My job is one that a lot of people who work during the week want to see me on the weekend. And
can anybody hear, or do I need to? You guys can hear, okay.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to do this.
My job is one that a lot of people work during the week, and they want to see me on the weekend, or I have a time limit, they have a party, et cetera. And I am super involved in other projects during the week, so I will sometimes be on a deadline and let it eat into my Sunday. And so last week, Sunday, I said no, and I didn't. And this, I worked till 8 last night, so I have today off. So I'm going to absolutely stick by that and let people know I don't work on Sundays.
Good. Anybody else?
I just have to, you know, make sure I take periodic days off. Make sure I take those days that you need once in a while.
Anybody else want to share? I was just over here.
Well, I didn't know. Growing up in our home, we could not do anything on Sunday. I mean, you could sit and read a book, or you could go for a walk. That was it. And I hated it because, you know, you wanted to, I know you could ride your bike, but we couldn't ride our bikes even. And you could go for a walk. And I, you know, growing up, you were like, why not? You know, but now I'm thankful for that because on Sunday, I don't have to do anything and I don't have to feel guilty about it because this is the Sabbath. And yeah, if I wanted to ride a bike, I could and stuff, but but I don't have to feel the need to work in the yard or, you know, something that I'm fortunately enough able to do during the week. So then I don't have to do it on Sunday.
Anybody else want to share? I encourage you to think about that this week. Maybe write it down on the guest card or on the back of the prayer. Just write the question down. How do you need to grow in Sabbath keeping? Keep that in front of you this week. And start thinking about that and really start implementing. It's like, how can I do this? Join with me in prayer.